afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and with me is Mark Glynn of the American Free Press. Today we are talking about the elections. Is America ready to elect an African-American for president? And we had a lot of people calling in to weigh in on this question. That is going to be an extremely good question to answer comes November. My opinion, ladies and gentlemen, is the powers that be want to keep things as it is or as they are because they do want a Republican in power to continue with the same policy as of this globalization and basically continuing the killings, continuing the so-called dominations, etc., etc. So they have got someone who is definitely beatable, which is Barack Obama. I hope they are wrong. I really hope that if it comes down to Obama and McCain, that we end up with Obama. Now, the one I would like to see in there is Rand Paul, and I hope that Rand Paul will continue on his own, hopefully starting a movement that will grow in the next few years into a real opposition that the United States never had before. That is, we are way overdue for an opposition movement in the United States. Let's go to Larry in Austin. I guess today is basically Texas. Well, no, we had calls from all over the country, but Texas is dominating. Lone Star, go ahead.
How are you doing today?
Doing fine, Larry. Thank you.
Very good. Listen, you posed a question, and I thought it was interesting enough that I wanted to call you. Is America ready for a black president? Of course, you may have figured out by now that I am an African-American. And
yes, sir.
Obama opened his headquarters in Austin, Texas today at 10:30 a.m. this morning, and I was there for the opening of that. And, of course, the great debate is going to be between Hillary and Obama on this Thursday here in Austin, Texas, at the University of Texas. And but your question is one that I've been pondering, and I have a rather different twist on it. My answer, I would like to pose another question. Is black America ready for a African-American president? There seems to be a little underlying psychology working that, you know, we sort of are a little harder on each other than we should be, and we've lost the phenomenon that I call kin by skin. And I generally, when I speak to people, I say we need to borrow a page from the illegal immigrant handbook because they have a good comprehension of the kin by skin phenomenon, and they will stick together a lot better. And hopefully things will get better on that particular watch. But today I saw Obama's campaign full of white people and very few black. So, you know, that's something that is a little different twist, maybe a little deeper. But whether Obama makes it or not, I think what he is doing right now is definitely helping the black community because it's the same psychology that Bill Cosby wanted to use when he didn't want to be stereotyped in his show. He wanted to have professional people.
Larry, stay with me. We're going to take a quick break, and I have a couple of questions for you when we come back. Stay on the phone, please. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Current Issues, the radio show, and we are speaking with Larry from Austin. Larry, I have a question for you. So you would like to see more African Americans actually voting for Barack?
Yes, sir. I would like to see more, but okay. Overall, I think it's
hold on. Let me follow up with that question. So okay. You would like to see them voting or coming for Barack because they are blacks and he is black?
Well, not just because that he's black, but I think that we hold each other to a higher standard than we hold others. And
I understand that, but I mean what you're saying is they need to come to vote based on color, though. And if white people will not vote for Barack based on color, then we're going to be upset with them. And if blacks are going to vote for Barack just because he is black, then we are going to be upset with them too. That's not how you're supposed to vote. So how do you handle that?
Well, no, I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm saying to you. Is that I think that he's qualified. I think that he's smarter than George Bush, and he definitely has better articulation of speech.
Anybody is smarter than George Bush.
Yeah. So, no, I actually think that he's qualified. And but to some people, I listen to talk radio a lot, and there's a black radio station that I listen to, and I hear sometimes black people call in and say, I'm not going to vote for him just because he's black. And I think to myself that, well, you vote for white people just because they're white. You know, this is pretty...
They're the only ones.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is some sort of heavy psychology because it could be part of the vestiges left over from slavery that we have to still deal with, is that we believe as a general, you know, perception that the white man's water is wetter and the white man's ice is colder. And, but, you know, that's not accurate.
I agree with what you are saying in your analogy, because you will see that also in the Arab world, where originally that's where I came from. Mm-hmm. And if you have the PhDs, and this, by the way, this took place many, many times. If someone's name is an Arab name and he is a doctor in nuclear science or something, and you get someone with the name, a Western name like Jim, Roger, whatever, they will think that this guy, the Western guy, is smarter than the Arabic guy, and they will give him more money and more benefits. So I know exactly what you are saying as far as the – but I did not know that this actually – I knew it is – present and it's taking place in the Arab world. I did not know that slave mentality that you're talking about, that it also it exists in the African American community.
Right, and that's probably why you see things like black on black crime, because if you are so frustrated with your life condition that you begin to dislike yourself and you strike out at people who look like you. And that's what I say. That's part of the damage that has been done from slavery and from years and years of abuse and misuse and disenfranchisement, you know, by the, you know, white people to black people. So Obama, if he gets to win, it's going to do two great things. The average white man carries around the subconscious guilt. I mean, it's very dominant, and it's in its subconscious. He feels guilty because although he didn't do it personally, but his ancestors did to black people. So for white people, it would help to and think about what we would look like to the rest of the world, because you know, the rest of the world outside the United States see us as hypocrites. You know, we always talking about going to start wars to help somebody else who have civil rights issues or human rights issues. And I listen to the BBC, and I can tell these people think, hey, you have your own human rights issues. What a hypocrite. You want to come over here and you want to straighten us out. You know, you don't even treat part of your citizenry like human beings.
I agree.
And so this is going to help with the subconscious guilt factor. And for the black people, it's going to make them see someone like them who can be somebody. So young blacks can start to feel like I don't have to be gangbangers or I don't have to sell crack on the street. I can be somebody, and it's going to do a lot for their self-esteem. So I'm
very
just
good.
Glad to see him running.
Very good. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate the call. Very
good
call.
Thank you, and you have a great program.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Mark, before I go to the next caller, you know, he really brought up a dimension that I did not think about, but when he brought that up, I knew that Arabs in the Middle East, they do have that sort of the Western mind, and people in the West, they are smarter or experts, even though we have a lot of people who are of Arabic descent and Muslim descent right here in the United States, and they are in the top scientific, they are all over the place in the United States. But yet, if you are a human resource director or manager in a company in the Middle East and you want an expert to come from America, if you have someone with the name Hisham, for instance, and another one with the name Mike, you tend to look at Mike as being better just because his name is Mike and not Hisham. I did not know that actually African Americans have those, I don't know what even to call it. I mean, he called it, you know, something. I guess what the way the Arabs think is from the when they were occupied by the British and the French after World War One and the imperialism. I guess that's the mentality of being under foreign occupation. And you know, I relate to what he's saying, that this kind of inherited information from slavery days. What do you think?
Well, there's no question about that. And, you know, to say that something like this would take place, even if it was quote-unquote rectified 150 years ago, you know, things like this, they live on for a long time. And let's face it, when you look at the black community today, and particularly you look in the big cities where, you know, the poverty and everything else is just crushing. And I'm not going to get into a big discussion about who's to blame for it or whatnot. But when you have a situation like this that continues to exist, there's no way that something like this is not going to affect the way that these people think. So I totally understand what he's saying. And for anybody to try to take it out of the equation and say that it doesn't play a part in how people elect their leaders, they just are not being honest.
Okay.
And if I
well, let's go.
Say one thing.
Go ahead.
You know, especially with the discussion that's going on in the chat room today, and by the way, we have quite a long list of people. You know,
we have 20 people in there.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That is very good.
What I would say is this. You know, when we look at what our country is facing today, really what it boils down to is who is going to deal with the number one problem facing our very existence as a nation. And the number one problem is us being joined at the hip with this foreign terrorist nation that is intent upon plunging the world into war. And so anybody, I don't care if it's a nice face like Barack Obama or if it's a big ugly face like John McCain, any candidate who is not willing to address the most important issue about what is facing the very existence of our country, as far as I'm concerned, none of them deserve the vote. It's like the house is burning down and you're going to get a bunch of experts to come over and tell you what the best kind of paint to use on the interior is.
Okay. Well said. Let's go to the East Coast with Steve in Virginia. Go ahead, Steve.
How y'all doing today?
I guess Virginia.
First time caller, so I'll try not to get too scattered here. I agree more or less with what the guy said before me, but I would hate to think that because the only reason you're going to vote for someone is because they're articulate or because they're black. Just like I'd hate to see anybody vote for Hillary just because she's a woman, and like they said, some of these young kids have said, oh, it would be cool to have a woman in power, and
uh-huh.
I can be a part of making history. Well, what does she stand for? What is her platform or whatever? I don't know. But her husband was in there, so she has experience. I mean,
and she was running the show anyhow.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be a little bit more in-depth. I mean, I don't know everything about every candidate. I'm a Ron Paul backer. I campaigned for Ron Paul. I'm kind of disappointed, but I'm going to hang in there until the boat sinks or whatever. But like I say, I would vote for a black if he was qualified, but I mean, I'm reading that he's telling people that he's anti-war, and yet he's willing to go into Iran, Pakistan, Afghanistan. He's anti-gun. He's working with the UN on this global poverty tax. You know, that's going to take us up to $865 billion more than what we're spending now to try to bring the poor up to our level or us down to their level, so they'll be more like the Soviets and the haves and the have-nots back in the Cold War. You have Hillary with all the dirt on her. You have...
Okay.
McCain, the Manchurian candidate.
Steve, we're going to have to go for break. We hear the music, so we will be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Now, if you hear me saying the radio show, that is as compared to the Current Issues TV show that you can catch it on the internet at www.currentissues.tv every Thursday night at 8 o'clock Central Time. That's when I get to interview a lot of good people for you. Well, some of them are not really that good, but we bring people who have different opinions about things. And, you know, one thing about before we go and kill those people in Guantanamo Bay for 9/11, at least let's find out exactly what happened on 9/11. And then we will decide who we're going to kill for that. But since we killed over a million people now and we are on a rampage of killing more and more people, let's at first find out who the culprits are and who actually did it. But again, we welcome people in the chat room. Now we have, 21 people in there. And before we go back to the subjects we are talking about, which is America ready to elect an African-American? And a lot of people have been, the majority have probably been saying that Barack is not electable. Now, I hope he is if it comes down to Barack and McCain, because I guess the least of two evil or whatever, how you say that. But before we go back, let me tell you a little bit about one of our sponsors. That is hempusa.org. Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA, that's HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide with free shipping to the United States and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate your listeners, that is our listeners, that edible hemp is not marijuana. Well, thank you for telling us that. And is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. This nutrient-dense food can be used as a storable food for up to 5 years. So, Mark, take a note of that. You will be needing it in the mountains of Idaho. When vacuum-packed and is priced affordably, HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. Your body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. Of course, this superfood will be your greatest asset. To try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. Mark, do you know what this stuff is?
No, I don't.
It's not marijuana.
Well, it comes from the hemp plant, but as I understand it, there are parts of the hemp plant that can be harvested that don't carry the, you know, whatever the THC stuff is that makes you turn into George Bush.
Okay. So, I mean, hey, you know, get you some freeze some of that stuff. I guess don't go to jail after that. But it looks like that this stuff is very good for it, for the body. You know, you can up to 5 years, and you will have all the nutrition that you want. Well, let's go back to Steve. Steve, you still with us? Go ahead.
Basically, I was just saying, you know, like you say, all of them have dirt on. I mean, you've got McCain, who's got the Vietnam veterans against him and the POW MIA families, and he was known as either the Manchurian candidate or a songbird for all the singing he did when he got in there, and some people are even saying that they doubt he even got tortured when he went in, and that's why he locked the files away so he wouldn't be found out about, and hence everybody else's was locked away with it so nobody knows who was still alive and left over there or sent to another country.
Was his dad still in the service when he was in Vietnam?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking so also.
General McCain was still, or Admiral McCain was still in power, let's say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess
the last thing you would want to do is actually torture someone like that when you can get a lot of information or a lot of bargaining power there with the Americans when you have General McCain's son in custody.
Well, not only that, I've been speaking with some people who knew McCain in the camps, and according to them, his nickname in the camp was Songbird McCain, because as soon as he was taken prisoner, this is according to them, I'm working on a story right now for American Free Press on this, according to them, as soon as he was taken prisoner, he started singing like a bird and would tell the Vietnamese whatever it was that they wanted to hear. And this was the reason why he was treated so well.
Very good. Steve, thank you for the call, and we will be right back with Dylan from Texas. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Come back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Current Issues, the radio show on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark, so hemp is the plant that that marijuana comes out of? You know, I don't want to sound stupid here, but I just realized when you said hemp and marijuana, is that the same plant?
I believe they are.
Okay.
I believe it's marijuana. I think it's the leaves. I don't know, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
I know, you know, there's a lot of talk about hemp and marijuana, and they seem to always be intertwined. So maybe there's an expert out there who could tell us.
Well, I'll tell you what, what we'll probably want to do is probably get one of those guys with the Hemp USA and actually have him tell us about it. What I understand is marijuana, someone is sending me a message, marijuana is grown for THC content, hemp is for its fibers, but that still doesn't answer the question if hemp and marijuana is the same thing. We're going to have to do a show on that one. to, I guess, educate people about, because, I mean, if it's the leaf and they smoke it when it's dry, you know, eating it or smoking it, but I guess it has different contents. But anyhow, we're going to move on. We'll check with that. If anyone from Hemp USA wants to actually come on the program, let's – okay, so now someone is telling me you smoke the flowers. Okay. All right. I don't know. I don't know what you smoke, the flowers or the leaves or but anyhow, if I'll tell you what, it'll be a good thing if one of those guys with Hemp USA wants to come on the show the next week and talk about what they have, you know, since they are sponsor of the station of RBN, we would like to be educated by them. Okay, let's go to Texas with Dylan. Go ahead, Dylan. I know you have been waiting patiently there. Dylan? Is he still on? Am I still on?
This is Dylan in Texas?
Yes, you're on.
Y'all are doing a great job as usual, and I really appreciate your show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Tell
that to Rupert Murdoch. Maybe they'll put us on Fox or something.
this notion comes up of qualified candidates still in the race. Now, Ron Paul has dropped out of the race. Is that that's official, right?
That official? No, I don't think so.
I'm confused. I don't even watch TV.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't really know. But Ron Paul is the only qualified candidate in the race.
Yes.
No one else has stepped up to the plate to defend the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And the Constitution includes a thing so-called the Bill of Rights. It actually should be called the Ten Commandments for Government because it's actually a list of restrictions. It's actually the most important part of the federal codified law is the first Ten Amendments from 1789. And in these Ten Amendments, it declares it's a list of declaratory clauses and restrictive clauses. It actually says that in the preamble to the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights has its own preamble, and it's not included in most modern copies of the Constitution, but it declares that these Ten Commandments towards government were put in there, I'm adding this now, as a suggestion, because all these documents, whatever they are, they're suggestions on how to live, okay? And any president, they're in the executive branch. They're supposed to execute certain tasks. Certain things are their responsibility to execute. And what they're supposed to do is, whoever's in the executive, is enforce the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is a list of rights for government. And it says that the federal government has only the specific rights spelled out in the Constitution. We don't get our rights from these documents, and we don't get our rights from the government. And the Bill of Rights declares that declares that the government has not the right to interfere with us. If the federal government does anything outside the Constitution, that's called unconstitutional. This Constitution is a suggestion. Okay, now all these other laws they're coming out with now, and they've been coming out with for a long time, executive orders, legislative laws, rulings by judges, there's a whole body of law that is in antithesis to the Constitution. And all these preachers, excuse me, politicians, but in England, they're called ministers because they minister unto the people. Okay, now all these preachers are talking, they're going to get up there and do something good for the people or the country or whatever. No. What they need to do is enforce the Bill of Rights, point it at the government, restrict the government, punish the people who are acting out of bounds. And Barack Obama or Clinton or all those other preachers, excuse me, politicians, all those other ministers do not claim to have even the desire to restrict government according to our codified law. And if they're not going to act in accordance to our codified law, then what body of law are they going to act in accordance with? Well, there is a big body of law coming from the courts, from the legislature, and from the executive itself, which is in antithesis. And most kids in school now, they think that this is part of the law of the nation. Well, it's an antithesis. The laws they're coming up with now empower the government. They give the government liberty. The government is not supposed to have liberty. And this going over and kicking people's butts for no good reason, killing and murdering and raping women and children in other countries, okay, if you don't believe in the Creator, fine. But if you believe in a Creator, let me tell you something. The reason that we're being invaded by non-English-speaking foreign nationals taking our jobs is because we're sending people to other countries. And in those other countries, those Americans are non-native foreign nationals coming to take their lives. Okay, and these
preachers, I never looked at it that way, yep. But I think you're right. Other people come in here to take our jobs, and we go in there to take their lives.
Mm-hmm.
A good call.
Let me just say something if I may, Dylan. You know, the problem is, and again, I don't want to wear everybody out with my complaining and lecturing. The problem is not that we have X number of thousands of people in Congress or in our government who are evil. The problem is we have 300 million people in this country who think that everything is great, you see. I mean, I know it sounds a lot like a cliche, but you get the kind of leaders that you deserve. And the fact of the matter is that the American people think that everything is great. They think that the Bill of Rights and the Constitution is functioning, and then the machine is running everything exactly the way it's supposed to. And so this is the problem, you see. And in this upcoming election, the fact of the matter is that the American people, the Judeo-Christians, they are going to vote for Barabbas, whether Barabbas is Cain or Clinton or Obama or whoever, when the obvious difference between Barabbas and the man who should be chosen, who is Ron Paul. Look, I mean, if George Washington came back today and ran for president, he would be run out of town. Not only would he not be elected, the media and the machine would absolutely run him out of town and destroy him, George Washington. So the problem is not the government. The problem is the people. We have become a lost people. We don't have any values anymore except feeding our bellies and feeding our lusts and everything else, and this is the problem. Until we change that, nothing is going to change politically.
Okay. Very good. Dylan, thanks for the call. It's a good call. Let's go to the East Coast with Ship in Georgia. Go ahead, Ship.
Yes. I had called back when you were talking about the hemp. And I just had a comment to make about that. The industrial hemp is of the same family cannabis as is marijuana, but it has a different genus, if you will. I'm not sure what the exact word is, but they're both of the same family, but they are different plants. So, in fact, the American hemp has for years been called American ditchweed, which was a kind of a 70s slang, because it grew wild in Kansas and Missouri along the ditches and sides of the roads, and it was commonly, people would try to smoke it and it wouldn't do anything, so they just called it ditchweed. But
I see.
It's
totally two different products here, two different plants.
They're two different plants, but they're of the same family, and they look very similar as they're growing, but they're different.
Okay, very good. Appreciate the information.
That's all I had to say. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Ship. Thanks for the information. You see, we have people from all over the country ready with information when we need it. And I have a lot of people who told me that Ron Paul is still in the race. So Ron Paul is still in the race, and he should be in the race because, you know, people sent him money to run for president, not to run as a Republican president per se. They gave him the money because not because he was Republican, because he was Ron Paul, and they wanted him to continue this fight. Most of the people, including me and, you know, Mark, we talked about this from the beginning when a lot of people thought that, he's going to be the next president of the United States. Well, we explained to them how it works and that he has to actually get the nominations, et cetera, et cetera. And we knew that the media was going to shut him out completely and ignore him. If the media would have given him half of the attention they had given Barack Obama, I guarantee you the nominee will be Ron Paul. And, I'm really hoping and praying, and this is, you know, it's not nice to pray for something bad, but it doesn't matter if I pray for it or not, it's coming, which is the economy. You know, I'm really, you know, we're taking this supposedly a stimulus, about $100 and some billion that we are going to be sending to families, and a lot of people, we're like buying them, and a lot of people now are talking about, how the Republicans are so nice that they are sending us money. And this is BS because the Republicans are stealing money from your children's future and sending it to you now so you can go spend on probably paying your mortgage that has been a few months behind. Or some of you might probably be taking vacations or et cetera, et cetera. But guess what? Your children will pay for that. And if we listen to what's going on in the world, Iran is considering accepting the Russian ruble for their oil. So the ruble will be, competing with the dollar on in the world arena, and that's going to be a big problem for us. So if that happens, of course, we will see the economy deteriorating big time. We are in a recession, and I hope this recession will not go into a depression, but if the economy tanks all the way south, then, Ron Paul might, and if he goes out there and does his own thing, his own movement, we might actually see a completely different United States. You know, you want change? Yes, Ron Paul is the change. I don't think Barack Obama is the change. Maybe changing the colors of the White House, but not changing. He is part of the establishment. But like I said, if it comes down to McCain and Obama, I would rather see Obama. But the question is, who's going to be with McCain? And I really think Joseph Lieberman probably will play a huge part in McCain's administration. I don't know if they had made any announcements, but I'm probably seeing him as a probably Secretary of State or something. What do you think, Mark?
For sure, yeah. I mean, it's actually possible that he may even be named as running mate, even though they have come forward and kind of officially denied that was a possibility. But there's no question about the fact that Lieberman will be given a very, very powerful seat in any kind of McCain presidency, no question.
I'll tell you what, the best position for him is Secretary of Defense, so he can actually go and bomb Iran.
Yep.
Okay, tell you what, let's go to your neck of the woods there, Marked with Bill in Idaho. Today we have been going all over the place, and that's how I like it. I like to go and visit Georgia and Texas and Vermont and Pennsylvania. We've been all over the place. Bill.
Yes.
Come
on
up.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I really think it's very encouraging for the station to have this wide and divergent point of view coming nationally. It shows how things are growing within the patriot community, if not the constitutional community. It's a same species, different genus, as far as your sponsor. I would hope that maybe we'd get to hear a little bit more of Dylan, only by virtue of the fact that he was so well observed and exactly observant on the true issues of the creatures that you're discussing today on your program. Mm-hmm. It'd be absolutely tragic to mention any of these creatures by virtue of the fruits that they have produced and the damage that they have done to a constitutional republic without mentioning that Mr. Obama, ACLU, trashed property rights in Illinois, and not a word has been mentioned in regard to that issue. But anymore, Mr. Lieberman and his father covering up the liberty, which would have changed history and necessarily maybe lessen the load for you gentlemen trying to educate an uninformed, unaware, or uncaring population.
Lieberman or McCann, you mean?
McCann.
I think it was Mr. McCain.
Yeah, it was McCain
father.
Who basically covered it. Very good, Bill. Appreciate the call.
I'm not done.
Okay. Hold on. We have the music. Stay with us. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Current Issues radio program coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we are speaking with Bill in Idaho. Bill, go ahead. Sorry, you got the floor.
Well, Dr. Tawali, Mark, it is evident that you're on the winning side, but the minority, in our haste to educate, inform, and to convert those that would be either so stiff-necked and or indolent, it is very important that Dylan have an opportunity to participate in that as much as you and Mr. Glenn. He's not only your best hope of the younger and more informed, as disparate as they may be, but he's also spiritually your brother. To just cut him off and not let him finish is a worrisome thing, and it happens, I know, only by virtue of your attempts to get this insight from the whole entire national constituency that would wish that Mr. Ron Paul would be able to hear a continued, if not independent, candidacy. But it is quite irrelevant, unless or if you're able to cause the few people that are listening to become as involved as Dylan in causing these people to be as active and as effective as yourself at Ron Paul level. Considering that an hour has been spent talking about either felons or fascists and whether we think or feel that they are even of a communication worthy of a Christian patriot group, even that they would be the opposition and the evildoers potentially that would represent this republic nationally, I would assume that we would also include some sort of a motivating entity that would allow an understanding to change. And I left information with Mr. Glenn in regard to a refugee from Iran that would be a wonderful illustrative educational event for everybody. And yet, we haven't heard anything, but we're still hearing about felons and or potential fascists that are wasting our time and our focus. I only say it to our benefit, hopefully, that we would be able to, rather than having fun echo chambering, you know, our favorite hatred or dislike of our potential enemies, that we would be able to draw our attention to how we're going to solve this problem and beat them at their own game. We don't
Very
have
good.
The luxury
Bill,
of time.
Bill,
Thank
unfortunately,
you.
I wanted to really listen to what you have to say, but this was the best call we had for the whole show. And unfortunately, we are completely out of time, ladies and gentlemen. We will see you next Saturday. Bill from Idaho, thank you very much. Mark, thank you. Now, everybody, good night. Go do the right thing. See you next week. With